The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into Early Edge in 5 Storylines. Best bets for game number 2, Celtics and Heat tonight. Eastern Conference Finals. Easy for me to see. Let's bring in the stars of the show. It's Coach. It's Prop Stars. It's Zach Attack. Let's get right into it. Storylines first, boys. But before we look forward, Zach, we must look back. Give me a nugget from last night's game that should make Dallas fans feel a little bit better.
Yeah, we mentioned yesterday there's no pretty much one day off in between these series. So tomorrow is going to be game 2 of Dallas Mavericks and Golden State. And they've lost every single game 1 in the postseason. Utah, Phoenix, and last night to the Warriors. But one thing Jason Kidd has done, he's made quick adjustments. And in the regular season, they beat the Warriors convincingly in 3 of the 4 games. So we'll see what type of adjustments Kidd has for game 2.
You best believe he's going to make a lot. I love listening to him wired up this entire playoffs. He's really, really smart. Now to tonight. And in game 1, Alex, the Celtics missed a lot of players. What do they look like tonight?
Yeah, Al Horford has been cleared to play in game 2, Coach. Horford was upgraded to questionable earlier in the afternoon and now has officially exited the protocols. This is a huge lift for Boston, and it sounds like Marcus Smart will also be available tonight. However, Derek White will not be available as he is traveling back to Boston for the birth of his first child. Look for Grant Williams to potentially see a reduced role this evening with Horford back.
I may get crushed for this, but Derek White, you can't plan the baby a little bit better? Come on. Come on. I know it's real life, but come on. All right, let's get into our plays for tonight. Zach, if the Celtics are going to win tonight, they need their stars to do damage. The floor is yours.
Yeah, we're going with a player prop, Jaylen Brown, over 23.5 points. You mentioned it, Coach, win or lose. The Celtics need their star players to shine. I expect Brown to take a high field goal attempts in this game. You do not want to go down 2-0 to Miami Heat, but if they do, Brown will take a lot of shots. And he's been a streaky player all postseason. We saw in the fourth quarter that rhythm started to get into action. He scored 15 points in the fourth quarter for 24 points. I think they can score against this Miami Heat team. That defense didn't look as strong to me. So I think there's room for improvement for Brown, and he did go 6 of 10 from the free throw line. So that's another area he can get a few more points if he shoots a little bit better from.
Yeah, the brand thinks that they can score tonight, too. The morning show, we're on the Celtics Heat over as well. I think it's going to go 220, something like that again tonight. So I love this play. And I love the fact that Jaylen Brown and Tatum, they had kind of a wake-up call. Too many turnovers on Monday in game 1. So my two plays are going to look a little something like this. Robert Williams, over 9.5 points. He's dynamic. He was back. He's the best athlete on the floor. He can get 5 dunks and score 10 points. This is easy over 9.5, minus 115. Then Bam Adebayo, under 15.5 points. Now, early on in the last series, he scored a lot, but that was without Joel Embiid on the floor. When they have somebody that can guard him, like a Robert Williams, like anybody else, he doesn't score as much. Let's go under his 15.5, minus 118. Alex, bring us home.
Yeah, I love that play as well, Coach. I am taking Bam Adebayo's under 27.5 PRA. A lot of the reasons you just listed, this Celtics front court is excellent defensively, especially with the assertion of Robert Williams back into the lineup. Looked completely healthy, had a huge impact, especially in that first half. I also have a same game parlay that I'm going to give out that is at plus 500 odds. First up, we are fading Bam Adebayo under 17.5 points. Jimmy Butler over 24.5 points. Victor Oladipo over 5.5 points. And 3+3-pointers for Jaylen Brown tonight. Put that together. That gets you plus 500 odds.
You're damn right it does. And I love this. By the way, Jimmy Butler, 3 40-point games in his last 10. That part of the parlay, that's the lock, baby. There is no way Jimmy Butler goes under 24.5 tonight. Oh, my goodness. Very quickly, there's a recap screen. We don't need to read it for you because you knew that we did this in less than 5 minutes. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know. what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, I love them all. Prop Stars, Zach Attack, and of course the jeweler, always behind everything that we do at the brand. We did this, and we do it right, and we do it for you. The grind continues, and we always in the afternoon at Early Edge in 5. Good luck.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.